Thank you, Father.
We walk on from strength to strength. We walk on in faith. We walk on in victory. We are called. You are called. And I think it's worth the while us declaring it. I'm called. I'm raised. I am reconciled. Christ is my victory. And as a result of that, you and I now are able to walk worthy of this calling. Not in our own strength, but by the enabling of the Holy Spirit. We are able by His grace to throw off the grave clothing and to be clothed in the righteousness of God through Christ. That little chorus reminds us, I am covered with the robe of righteousness which He's given to me. I'm covered with the precious blood of Jesus, and He now lives in me. Oh, what a joy it is to know that my Heavenly Father loves me so, for He has given to me my Jesus, that when He looks upon me, He sees not what I used to be, but He sees me now in Christ Jesus. You and I have been given the robe of righteousness. It is not your righteousness in the acts of your efforts of the flesh. It's the righteousness of Christ that covers you and covers me. Therefore, the Word of God speaks to us as being the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Ephesians again, you are the righteous woman and man of God in Christ Jesus, not based upon your failures, but based upon His accomplishment, based upon His victory. It's a mystery, and yet it is one for us to embrace. And as we embrace that doctrine of what Christ has accomplished on the cross for us, we are now able by faith to walk in victory. Amen. I said to walk in victory, praise God. And saints of God, this afternoon, as you reflect on how you have behaved, of how you may have lived over the last several weeks, several months, whatever the case is, it makes you feel a bit down and depressed and morbid. Hey, listen, you are worthy of the giftings of God through Christ. You don't have to go and use a credit card. You just have to embrace that which is already available for you in God through Jesus Christ and speak life to yourself. Hallelujah. That I am called of God. I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. That I have been raised from spiritual death to life in God through Christ. And when I'm absent from this body, I am going to be present with the Lord. What a hope that we have in God through Christ. Why is all that possible? Because God has reconciled me to Himself, praise the Lord. We have been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. As I look on the table before me and I behold the emblems, I behold the bread and the wine, and that reminds us of the accomplished work of the cross. And as often as we partake of it, what we're doing is putting ourselves in remembrance of the work that God has accomplished for us through Christ on Calvary. Amen. For those of you that have already governed yourselves in your homes with your piece of bread or cracker, some juice or water, we that are here are going to embrace communion in a moment. We're going to partake of that which God has made possible for us through Christ. We are more than conquerors through Christ, because of the accomplished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. It's a mystery. It's a mystery that we can't explain away, but we certainly can embrace it. I said you and I certainly can embrace it. So despite where you've been, and despite what you have done, and if it seems to be so insurmountable, well then you are a candidate for the grace that God has availed to you and to us all through Christ. It's not our righteousness, it's that of Christ. That's true doctrine. And as good as we endeavor to be, none of that can ever attain to salvation. If there was another way through which you and I could have been reconciled to God, Christ would not have need come, Christ would not have need die. But He came. And He gave His life. What more could He give? Because He loves you and because He loves me. And He calls us to tarry in His presence. You know, we become such a busy people. As I close for those that are streaming, and then we will partake of the Lord's table. We become too busy. We need to slow it down. And if I can admonish you in the closing moments, God wants us to take more time in His presence. I believe that's not only true for me, but it is for each of us. To slow down. We don't know what the rest of this day holds. I know we have plans, but we don't know how the day will end. We've been praying over these 68 weeks, Monday through Friday, for the various things that have been unfolding. We've been praying for the unrest in Haiti. We've been praying. I'm praying for the fear that has been gripping the hearts of many even there. For if men can take out and assassinate the president, good or bad, in his character, that's for God to decide, then where do you and I, who are not even in the status of a vice president or a person in government with some level of security? Unless the Lord watches over us, the watchmen, they do so in vain. But as I reflect prayerfully, I'm sure that not even that personality felt that that was going to be his last night. We continue to pray for the families in Florida. I know for many of you, you probably have already dismissed that. But these are ongoing pains of the heart that aunts and siblings and parents and grandparents and loved ones and friends are mourning, still waiting the recovery of all the bodies. Saints, God is not calling us to be fearful, but He's calling us to be people who, because of what Christ has already accomplished, we can now embrace and love and live victoriously. Amen. Because of what Christ has accomplished for us, we love, we embrace, we obey. And I trust that that is going to be your mindset, as it is mine, as we forge forward. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we give thanks to you. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for your grace extending itself towards us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for Jesus Christ and for the shed blood of His on Calvary's cross. We thank you for calling us out of form and ritual into a reality of daily walk, daily struggles, daily pressing, but yet committed to staying the course. Father, we thank you. It's your word that reminds us that as often as we partake of the table of the Lord, we do so until we see Him, Christ, face to face. Hallelujah. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one calling, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we're not here to go through form or rituals, but we're here to acknowledge that we have need of you, a Savior. We thank you, O Lord, for giving your life that we can have life. We thank you, O God, for loving us to the extent that you have given to us your only begotten Son, Christ, who was lifted up, broken, that we can remain whole in Him. Let us partake of the body of Christ, broken for us.
But what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes us whiter than snow. There is no other fount that God would have us to know. The blood of Christ Jesus. Wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of the price for our redemption was placed on him. And by his stripes, we were healed. May we, by God's grace, now appropriate the healing virtue of Christ to our lives, to our relationships, to our families. Let us partake of the cup. Father, we thank you for your grace. Father, we thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for such love with which you love us. God, we thank you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be unto thy name. Hallelujah. God, we give you thanks. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all there is within me. Bless his holy name.